the gasoline petrol station in Juba's Katuru neighborhood was ordered to close down, but motorists are still able to fuel their cars here. 2 days ago, the Central Equatoria State Government shut down this station and 14 others in Juba for operating in residential areas. The manager of the gasoline petrol station refused to be recorded. He says his station was allowed to operate after some discussions with state authorities. But Nargis Igale, who lives nearby, says the petroleum company defied the state government's order.
Security forces came and closed this petrol station, but in the morning they opened. Again, security forces came and closed it, and they did not work that day. This morning they opened again. It got us wondering why they continue to operate. I call on the government to continue with its work and close this petrol station and move it to another place far away from residential area.
Igale's house is separated from the gasoline petrol station by a thin fence of reed. She says her kitchen is close to the fence and she worries about fire safety. Ernesto Rupai, another Juba resident, alleges corruption plays a role in the state government's ability to implement its orders.
When this petrol station was being established, we rejected any plan for petrol station here. But later things changed and we were called names. But this can bring a big disaster. Any small fire will cost this entire neighborhood a lot. In South Sudan, a lot of things are said than done. But when they are given something, things happen. They close like this, and later you see petrol stations operating.
Angelo Daya is the Central Equatoria State Security Advisor and head of the committee tasked with closing fuel stations in Juba residential areas. He says violators of the government order will be held accountable.
We have so far arrested two now. We have arrested the people and they are already in jail. We are not going to jump. These are violators. We are doing it now. We have already discharged our security. We have every petrol station that we close, we have security there. They have already informed us. And he's not talking, but of course he informed us. Now we are going to do our exercise. These are violators.
An intense argument flared up at M.O. Abdi Petrol Station between someone who identifies himself as an advisor in northern Barel Ghezali State and police officials who were enforcing the state government order. Daya says nobody will deter the state government from enforcing the law.
We will get it after arresting them. Then we will see the powerful people, whether who and who. Then now I will face them myself, not anybody.
The Juba City Council said earlier this week that petroleum companies operating the city are guided by safety requirements, but some stations got operating licenses without proper procedures. The crackdown on fuel stations come after a fuel tank exploded last Sunday, sparking fears among the Juba residents. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.